Hey Jesse, it's Pete again from Bank of Cardiff. Everyone's a little bit busy right now, so they just told me to handle it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're looking to get some more equipment as well as some capital for the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the restaurant. You're opening a second location or?
Yeah, second location.
Mm-hmm. How long you been in business for with the other locations?
More than 2.5 years.
About 2.5 years, a little bit more. Okay. And you do steak and sushi restaurant?
Yes.
Nice. So tell me a little bit more about this new location. Is it going to be the same as your other ones, bigger, smaller?
Business.
Is it going to be a bigger location or a smaller location than your first two restaurants?
Bigger location.
Bigger, okay. So what kind of equipment are we talking about? The entire restaurant, top to bottom, or do you have leftover equipment?
Yeah, the top to bottom, and then I need the hood, too.
And you need what else?
The individual hood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a certain vendor right now that you're working with?
Not really, but, you know, I just got the new location, so, you know, I have to do work on it before the year was starting, so. Mm-hmm.
When did you get the new location?
I just got yesterday, so.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, man.
Mm, thank you.
Is it close to your other ones, or?
It's not that far. It's like 5 hours.
Okay. And how much equipment, do you have a price quote on anything? Like, I know you have some previous experience with the other restaurants. How much was that equipment, all of it, that you
needed? Previous equipment was the $50,000. But this one is a little bigger, so maybe I can put some more the hood. So it probably about $100,000.
How much is that hood?
Hood, I think each of them is like $4,500 to $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, so you're gonna need around $100K. How many hoods are you getting?
Pardon?
How many hoods do you need?
I think it's 10 of them.
Okay. It's equipment plus 10 hoods.
Yes.
And they're each about $4,500. Yeah, I'm just writing down notes by hand, so pardon, you know, if I take a little longer. And you also said you're interested in a little bit of capital as well, right?
If I get the, it might be like about $40,000, $50,000, whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to be the use for the capital?
Yes.
What are you going to use it for? Is it going to be for renovations or just to...
Renovations.
Tell me a little bit more about your project. Just elaborate.
Okay, so this is the, I'm looking for another location. That one is, it used to be a bar restaurant, but they closed down, so I just took over. So that one is too big, so I have to divide it to make it. So maybe everything, I have to put it in. So maybe I can use the money for here.
So you want to knock down a wall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have like a construction crew that you've worked with before for that, or?
Yes.
Perfect. Did you get an estimate at all, or do you just kind of?
Just challenge right now because
just brainstorming.
I figured it out. The when they starting up here is maybe more than $200,000. I have to put it in, so.
Okay. So what else are you going to use the $40,000 for?
Maybe I'm using about the renovation in here.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to
have a little short money for my hand, so maybe I can use that one together.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to use any of this money for payroll? How many new employees are you going to have to hire?
Maybe 16 to 18.
Okay. Will you be using any of this for payroll?
Probably. I'm not sure though, but maybe not.
Okay. So you really just want to have some operating capital for a couple of different, you know, just to get the business off the ground because you're just starting this location, right? It's kind of getting the general feel of, you doing any advertising now, Jesse, or?
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. And, so are you, you familiar with working capital at all, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's based off of sales. Yeah, it's based off of sales. So, what'd you do in gross annual sales last year?
1.15 million.
1.15.
That's
good. Yeah. So for the capital aspect, we can definitely get you the 40,000. Probably a little bit more, if you need
okay.
it. We can actually probably get you around 100K. And,
okay, that'd be great.
Okay. And the equipment. I know you said you didn't have a vendor, but you have a pretty good idea of what it's going to cost, and you want to do. You need about 100K in equipment.
Yes.
Give me your grocery list for that. What does that entail?
The 50 for the hood, and the rest of them are 50 for chair, tables, and ice machine, and sushi cases, and grill, and rest of it, whatever the dishes, whatever is that.
Yeah, just the pretty much standard restaurant equipment. Okay, and that's the other 50 is going to be for that. And do you, you know, when do you need this by? Do you have, I know you just bought your location yesterday, so do you have a planned date to, you know, get everything launched and ready?
It might be, you know, I can use 51st, I can use it first because I have to order from the hood. And they build up whatever is going to be like about 3 weeks or months.
Okay.
And the rest of the another 50 is going to be I can using about when I was starting construction and needed that.
Okay, perfect. And Jesse, are you 100% owner of you know, the company? Is there anybody else involved? Perfect. Okay, yeah, well, you know, are you looking around for other financing, or are you just coming back to us because, you know, you worked with us before and...
Financing, because, you know, I'm not in the California, though.
I got you.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, well, you know, Jesse, since you're one of our customers, you worked here before, it's going to be pretty simple, easy process, and we're going to get you a really good deal because we are a relationship-based bank here.
Okay.
So I'm going to need two applications from you. One's going to be for the equipment and fill out everything out as that, you know, you've done that before, so you'll know what to do. And then the other one's for the capital. So there's two different one-page applications. And I'll send you a list of the other things I need in an email, but it's just like a tax return and some bank statements for the most part.
Okay.
And Do you have any kind of vendor in mind that you're looking to use, or a couple different ones, or?
I have the search right now because I have no idea right now. But
I got you.
Hood, yeah, probably I can find it out. I can give you about the numbers, whatever.
So. Yeah, if you can get me a quote for all of that when you can, whatever you have available right now, send it over. If whatever you're still shopping for, we'll circle back there.
Okay, so I want to make sure about the, I want to pre-qualify first. Then, you know, if I get 100% pre-qualified, and, you know, I can start about the construction. But without that, I don't want to start in formal construction.
Exactly. So what I want you to do now is just fill out the applications, get me as much information as you can on the equipment and the other couple documents I need, and we'll be able to get you an approval. And from there, you can, you know, game plan what you want to do. With as far as construction goes.
Just send me about all the documents, application. I'll fill it out by today. I'm going to send it by tomorrow.
All right, no problem. Where can I send that?
Okay, all right. Thank you, Pat.
No, what email? I need an email to send it back.
First name, last name, at gmail.com.
What's your last name?
Mang, M-A-E-N-G.
M-A-E-N-G.
Yeah, first name is Jesse, J-E-S-S-E.
M-A-E-N-G at gmail.com. Perfect. I'll give you a call tomorrow if I don't see this back in my inbox.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jesse. Take care.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.